That's all for Information Desk this week, so I'll ask Jane to introduce our fourth set of news stories.
Our fourth set of stories looks at some of the ways in which the economic crisis is affecting people in our area. A Norfolk farm shop has noticed its clients are reverting to cash. The Norwich South Member of Parliament is proposing a bill in Parliament which would give free gas and electricity to some people. A city pub is handing out pot noodles to keep customers warm, and two places of worship are joining forces to give out warm clothing. Here is Tim with news from the farm shop.
A Norfolk farm shop and cafe has noticed a sharp rise in its customers opting to pay using cash since the cost of living crisis. White House Farm, located on the outskirts of Sproston, stopped accepting notes and coins during the pandemic after a significant fall in shoppers choosing to pay using physical money. The family-run site, however, decided to bring back cash transactions this year after customers said they wanted more choice of how to pay. Since then, cash payments have soared and now account for 40% of its takings. Charlotte Gurney, co-owner of White House Farm, said, "We decided to scrap cash for a number of reasons, including to speed up transactions, less room for error, accounting purposes, and more people paying with cards during COVID." There were instances where this was not well received, as some customers said we'd taken away their choice of payment.
Norwich South MP Clive Lewis has tabled a bill which calls on the government to introduce a new allowance which would give people some gas and electricity for free. The Labour MP for Norwich South presented the Energy Equity Commission Bill in Parliament. Mr. Lewis said, "Access to energy to meet the needs of a decent life is a basic right. That is why I am proposing the introduction of a free universal basic energy allowance and a retrofit revolution. The bill is due to get its second reading in March next year."
A pub in the Golden Triangle has started handing out pot noodles and potatoes to help people through the cost of living crisis. It comes as the manager of the Garden House in Pembroke Road became increasingly concerned for the welfare of his regulars. Jonathan Childs has led the pub since 2019 and said it's the hub of the community. He added, "Students and sports clubs alike use our premises for charity quizzes after games, as well as other gatherings and events." In recent weeks, Jonathan has launched a scheme offering food parcels, as well as opening up the doors for people to come in and get warm. He's also handing out pot noodles, hot water bottles, and travel mugs full of hot water that people can enjoy either in the pub or take away to have later. He said, "It's the correct thing to do to help those who are in need in the community. Folk can take a flask of hot water home to use, or they can stop here and have a hot drink with us."
Two places of worship are joining forces to help those in the community struggling to make ends meet this winter. The Reverend Graham Kirk Spriggs, vicar at St Luke's Church in Aylsham Road, has collaborated with neighbours Norwich Central Mosque for a clothing drive, an initiative he says is simple and practical. He said, "This is super important. We have limited resources ourselves, but we had to think about what we can practically do. Good quality items are really quite expensive, and we will do what we can to try and help people stay warm. The church and mosque are calling for quality and clean donations of warm clothing, including winter shoes, vests, gloves, hats, jumpers, coats, and blankets."